Ramble.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of You Can Sit With Us. My name is Maggie. I am joined by my co-host, Ariel.
Hello.
And Becky.
Hello.
And Rachel.
Hi.
We're all in the same room.
Finally.
I know. All four. We have a very juicy episode for you today. Miles. I forgot to introduce Miles. I'm so sorry.
The Pixie.
Our podcast Pixie is also here today. And we have like a medical myth and musing with me. My name is Maggie. I am a nurse. It is not medical advice. It is just fun things that we can talk about together.
Miles told us he had something about flirting that we needed to hear.
Yes.
I do. I have a TikTok that's sort of a conversation starter about flirting and fun and fashion.
Fashion?
Let's start with
Did
that.
You, like, were you scrolling through TikTok and you're like, I'm thinking of the ladies when I see this?
Well, no, me and Rainey assemble them.
Oh, okay.
Mm. We both look through to find fun things.
Cute.
Or you told direct to. All right. So this is a fun TikTok from the user The Jar with two R's.
Is that how people wear their hair now?
Out of the shower, probably.
Oh, is she out of the shower?
I don't know.
Let's see. Let's maybe braid it.
Oh.
He loves to chat about how dating in your 20s sucks and it's miserable and so hard, but I've cracked the code. I've figured out the key to success in dating in your 20s. This rule is going to allow you to get that person to fall in love with you. It's going to allow you to have success on dates, and it's going to allow you to seal the deal when you really like someone, you've been seeing them, and you want it to escalate. The concept is called the F me sweater. F, the letter, me, the person, sweater, the clothing item. Now, this is a sweater that will function as the key to this person becoming obsessed with you. It is a sweater that is at once put together, classy, like looks really nice, but also it drips in sex appeal. It's giving me soft, cuddly, warm, but also I think that that would look great on my floor, or if it's very expensive, hanging up in my closet. The F me sweater should be used carefully, because if you use it on the wrong person, you're going to cast a spell on them to become obsessed with you. This is a sweater you're going to wear on a date with this person. It doesn't need to be the first date. Frankly, it should be when you're pretty sure that you really like them, because it works. Let's dive into some examples of an F me sweater.
I need an example. Is it the sweater you're wearing?
This is an F me sweater.
It's y'all.
Margaret.
I had a plan today.
Literally Margaret's sweater.
For all of you. I thought it was the sweater that she was wearing. I thought it was full on outerwear quote.
Yeah. Okay. I was imagining a fuzzy red sweater. You know, like something that was like cropped. And I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah. It looks a little cropped.
When she first started the video, I thought it was a sweater that literally said F me. And I was like, bold.
Bold. But also getting to the point.
I could see how that works. It's very straightforward.
How to get nobody to talk to you when you're out in public.
Let's see more examples. I love a slutty sweater.
Yeah.
It's giving soft. It's giving like pine colored, and it looks expensive.
That is not pine colored.
But she has this deep V going, and her décolleté looks just stunning.
Décolleté.
Total F me sweater. Like, it's so pretty, and like you just see it and you're like, oh my god, this person is wearing this sweater so well.
Rachel,
like
Rachel,
Rachel,
this
I have it in
like
yellow,
white, soft. You look like a cuddly little polar bear. You're on a date, you're wearing leather pants, heels, jewelry, you're all done up, but then you just have on your F me sweater. It makes it casual and approachable, but like you're blinded by beauty. Total F me sweater, like literally.
Yeah, you can see through.
Okay, yeah,
these are just a sweater.
I feel really a turtleneck.
It's giving me, like, I'm very cuddly, and I just want to hold you in my arms.
That's just a sweater.
It's just a sweater.
You I want to see what's under that sweater.
The next sweater.
I know where that was shot too. Did you see?
How about approaching dating in a casual way that is both I don't care and nobody has ever looked better than me in life?
I think that the question is, do you have a sweater that is like, looks like Maggie's sweater?
I genuinely
V-neck.
A cozy sweater.
Unbuttonable, but in the front. I've heard that's very fun.
In the front.
During fucking.
Oh my God.
Maggie, when you put that on this morning, what were your thoughts?
I don't think I ever get ready hoping that someone will think that they want to fuck me just based on my outfit.
Ever?
What about when you were single and going to the club?
Specifically dating.
Specifically dating. I feel like more, I was a shoe gal.
Love shoes. Mm-hmm.
You know? Mm-hmm. I feel like it feel fancy. You can
there
feel
can be
fancy.
An F me shoe.
F me shoes.
Yeah. For sure. Uh-huh. For sure.
Uh-huh. Becky?
Yeah, I mean, I had clothes I liked.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's what she's saying.
But are you superstitious? Are you superstitious about one item that you own? Like, if I wear this, or like, you know how people are like that with fragrance, you know, and perfumes.
I used to have, oh my goodness. I used to be a fragrance person and I used to wear like different fragrances for different things. Mm-hmm. Like if it was an outdoor thing, I would wear one fragrance because it was a little stronger. And if it was like an indoor thing or if it was like a date, I had one like roller thing. I can't even remember what it was called. I haven't worn fragrance in so long now because I just started forgetting. And also like with kids and stuff, like with babies, you don't want to have it be like rubbing on them. And so usually I'll only put on fragrance when I'm going out and I know that I won't be holding a child.
A special perfume.
But I think the one that I had was called like Sensual or something like that.
Sensual.
And like that was the right to the
Sensual
point.
On your wrist.
It was,
it was
actually very sensual. Where do you guys put your, like I put it on my wrist and I put it here, but I know some people who spritz it in their
sometimes
hair.
I'll spritz it like right here.
Under there?
Under your,
really? Like on your rib cage.
Why?
I think you can spritz it different. People get really deep into this, but you can spritz it different areas for different things. Huh. But if it's a date, it's nice.
And I was going to say, I have some bougie fragrance friends who are huge into perfume. And they say you actually don't want to smash it between your wrists because you're doing something to the scent. Really? You're like messing with the scent.
So what are you supposed to do? Like spritz and walk through it? Or
yeah, do a spritz and walk through. Or you can do like spritz it on your wrist. It's just the actual like smashing. Because you know how like everybody's bodies will actually like wear a fragrance differently based on like your body heat. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So like smashing it does something that like ruins the integrity of the scent.
Have you guys ever had a scent that you put on and it smelled bad?
I had one that I really liked in store and then I started wearing it and I noticed I could only do one spritz because I remember, I think it was Matt, he came and picked me up and I had just put it on and I like suffocated us both in the car. I was like, I'm so sorry.
It's too much.
It's too much.
I was once on a set in Canada, actually. And they up in Vancouver and they had posted all over our set, no patchouli on set.
Patchouli.
Why?
Like, I don't know. I'm not even sure patchouli smells that strong.
Patchouli.
Maybe someone was allergic.
Probably.
I don't know. But it was like, you know, like no food and drink on the stage. No this. No patchouli on set. And I was like, wow, very
that's
strong
so
reaction.
Random. Was anyone pregnant on the set? Like any of the stars? Because I feel like they make like weird rules about that for like celebrities. Like if a celebrity's pregnant, they're like, no
green M&Ms.
Yeah, no I'm allergic food in front of me. Or I will yak it a dack.
No.
No.
None of the cast was pregnant.
Patchouli. Maybe it was a joke.
If it was, I was just like, oh, I'll just be sure not to use too many scented things. No scented shampoo.
Oh my gosh.
I was worried.
Patchouli's in a lot of things.
Yeah,
it's one of those like layerable. Mm-hmm. It's in it like a lot of things.
Yeah,
interesting. I want to know more about scents. I have actually Ned and I have a good friend. It's one of Ned's friends from college who a man who recently got into scents, and he's he like
cologne wearer.
Yeah, he wears like women's colognes and men's colognes. Mm. And he swears that it's like the secret to his dating life. That like
it might be
women, and he like
if he always smells delicious.
Yeah, he even has a thing like yeah. Oh, he says that women are always saying that he smells so good. I mean, women and men are saying that he smells so good. And what he'll do is if he sleeps with someone, sometimes he'll spritz a little on their pillow so they remember. And I'm like, oh my gosh,
intense. The leave behind. The leave so behind. Funny. I feel like fragrance people are just like a step off of crystal people. You think? You can really go down that hole. No?
Wait, let's take a poll here.
Expand.
Who has crystals? Okay. Do you believe in crystals?
No, I don't know anything about that. We just like geodes. So they're geodes.
Oh, okay. You don't have like a rock crystal.
Rocks. Rather than like a rocks. Crystal priestess.
Yeah, they're rocks. We have a lot of rocks.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
So we like rocks.
Love rocks. They're pretty.
Yeah.
They're shiny.
Yeah. We bought two new rocks this weekend and Santa Babs.
Ooh. Good for you.
Santa Babs.
Two new rocks.
Wow.
What color are they? What are they?
Got another amethyst. Keith really likes amethyst. And then we got this one pink one that I forget what they said it was.
Rose quartz?
But it was really pretty. No, it's like a deeper, it's less opaque than rose quartz. Mm. But we have this really cool light that you can shine on rocks and then you get to see what's inside of them.
That's so
Keith's
cool.
Keith's dad gave it to us.
I love that.
We walked around the backyard and we looked at all the rocks.
Anything good?
Yeah, we got lots of little, it's just like what's like inside. Mm-hmm. They're like little like itty bitty pebbles. Mm. And then we also learned on Thanksgiving that if you put that same black light up to like washable chalk, it goes like iridescent and changes the color. So we had some kids there who were like, whoa. Freaking out. Whoa. They're like, this is the coolest
that's
thing
awesome.
Ever.
Wow, yeah. That's really cool. Maggie, do you have crystals?
I don't have any crystals.
No?
No. In Mexico, when we were just there, there was one beach that had like quartz-like rocks.
Mm.
They were beautiful. And we also are a family that loves collecting sea glass.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we have like large collections of that. But crystals? Mm. No, I don't got crystals.
I feel like, Rach, you'd probably be my guess for the person mm-hmm. who would have crystals since
but
you
I don't.
Since Ojai is like your spirit place.
I know. True.
I just feel like the gateway into truly understanding all the crystals and what they do is too intense for me to spend the time to get through.
Mm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I will say when we did go to Sedona, though, I did feel like the energy was different there, right? Because
it
like,
is.
Yeah.
It's because of the aliens, right?
Probably.
Yeah.
No, but when you're hiking through like the red plateaus, you're like,
there's something.
Mm-hmm. There's something going on
that I don't quite understand.
Yeah.
Wait, you guys have seen Dune, right?
Dunk.
No.
I know that Becky has. You've seen Dunk?
Dunk, Dunk.
Okay, so in Dune, have you read the book?
Are you about to talk about spice?
You know I'm about to talk about spice. In Dune, the story is that there is this planet that has a spice on it. Mm-hmm. And the spice is the thing that powers intergalactic space travel.
Yeah.
Right. But also when you're like breathing the spice and all this kind of stuff, it has like hallucinogenic effects.
It's fun.
And it's so the planet that the spice comes from, it's the desert. It looks like Sedona. Rach is talking about hiking in Sedona. It's like you're breathing in all of that hallucinogenic spice.
All that spice.
So spicy.
Yeah, they have to wear like gas masks, basically.
Yeah. Otherwise, it turns your eyes blue.
In a scary way? Or in a beautiful way?
No, in like a pretty way.
Yeah.
It's like very, very blue. But you're not supposed to.
You know, it's like when you eat beets and your pee turns red.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so like, not the fun part of your eye turns blue.
No, it is the fun white part of your eye.
Why cover it up? Just go for it.
Beautiful blue eyes.
I don't know. I feel like I probably explain it in the second movie.
Turn your eyes blue.
I tried reading the book, and they don't really explain spice very well. Okay. I only read the first 10 pages. That's all I could do. I was reading it. I had like 15 words I needed to look up. I had my little list going. About 10 of those words were fictional words. They were not words that exist in reality or in the world.
You read so much.
And so I gave up. I gave it to a friend. He was like, I really wanted to read Dune. I was like, oh my God, I have a perfect gift for you. Please take this out of my house.
Are you just every supposed time to I see it. Continue reading and like, figure it out by context?
Yeah.
Oh, or they don't have a little mini dictionary in the back?
I have a dog-eared paperback copy that used to be my dad's. And I read and I gave it to Ned. Mm-hmm. And he read it too. We love Dune. It's so good. And then I think that Ned went on to read like, I think there are multiple, you know, there's like
many,
more.
Many dunks,
yeah.
Why are you calling it Dunk?
Clearly you don't listen to the podcast. Errol did explain it once.
Well, I missed it.
Clearly you don't listen to us, Rachel.
Okay, so the reason that we call it Dunk is because all of the marketing for the movie Dune with Timothée Chalamet, it's this font where they use a D that goes like this, and then a U, and then an N, and then an E. And the E has a little dot that looks like a little planet, but if you didn't know it said Dune, then you wouldn't see the dot.
Yeah,
it literally looks like Dunk.
It looks like Dunk.
Dunk.
Starring Timothée Chalamet.
Yes, I really enjoyed it, and I'm very excited for the next ones.
Are they filming?
Very excited. I think they're all filmed. Oh. I think they filmed them all at the same time.
No, they didn't know because of hashtag debt. Ceiling or whatever. Mm-hmm. They said they didn't know because they didn't know if they'd have money anymore. Oh. I was like, wow.
Okay.
Intense.
All right then.
Okay. They figured it out. And there will be a second, but they haven't filmed it.
Good.
Not filmed.
Okay. I have a question.
Uh-huh.
Let's imagine each of you are going on a first date with someone you really, really like. A hard thing to imagine since everyone's been with their partners for a long time.
Yeah.
What are you wearing? What are you dressing as?
Are we thinking about like a first date when I was going on first dates?
No. Right now. Today. Oh, tomorrow. Today
I was like sweat.
Tonight. Yeah. Tonight. Okay. You need to impress someone on a first date.
Impress.
Well, you
dress
want to.
To impress.
Okay. I think I know what I would wear. Because I would wear the same thing to impress like a new friend. If it was like a friend date or something like that. You know, like if I was going on a friend date with Rosanna Pansino or something, you know, like somebody who I want to be friends with, you know, but I kind of want to impress her and kind of be like, hey, I'm cool.
You know, it's manifesting friendship with Rosanna Pansino for 2022.
Bro. What you wearing?
Okay. What am I wearing? High-waisted jeans. Probably my tight ones. Sorry to all the, you know, I'm a very much in the millennial generation. I feel like my ass looks good in my tighter jeans.
I mean, like skinny jeans.
Yeah, my skinny jeans. Ooh. Yeah, I probably wear skinny jeans. I would probably cuff them and wear fuck me boots.
I love that we've normalized this.
Oh yeah, I feel like that's just a
we just glaze over you. Like,
got it. I remember when Ned and I were in New York without the kids, we went to like a rooftop bar and I saw this very attractive woman who she was wearing the cutest outfit. And I literally wrote down everything that she was wearing. I didn't like ask her.
You just took a note.
I just maybe took a surreptitious picture and like stalked her a little bit and was like, okay, she had these stretchy white boots on. Mm-hmm. They were like ankle boots. They weren't go-go boots. They were, they were ankle boots, but they were like that sort of material that was like full elastic. Mm-hmm. You know, and they were so cute. And then she had on a chambray onesie, basically not like a onesie,
a jumpsuit coverall.
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. like a chambray jumpsuit. Mm-hmm. And then she had a little neckerchief.
Cute.
And I was just like,
that's cool.
Man. Obsessed with you.
Love that. Love that. But okay, and then I'm kind of into the sweater thing. If I was going out with, I feel like if I was going on a first date with a guy, mm-hmm. I would probably do a V-neck sweater, button down, but tuck it in with a belt. Mm-hmm. I do love tucking things in with belts.
And you pull that off so well.
I'm a huge tucker inner. I think mm-hmm. I think it's just because like my waist is the smallest part of my body.
You have a snatched waist. That's why.
It's like show it off as much as possible.
Yes.
And so, yeah. And that's probably... And then I would do maybe layered necklaces or something like that. Mm. And I'm thinking about cutting my hair short. So I'm imagining Ooh. That I would have short hair at this point. Nice. You know, like do like a short haircut. Yeah. Yeah. Black, obviously.
Black. All black.
Duh. Yeah. Yeah. And then I'd probably wear like all of my rings.
Yeah. Every single wedding ring.
You guys have seen me full rings, right? Where yeah, I've got like know. The engagement ring. I have our 10-year anniversary
well,
ring.
I don't think you should wear those rings on a first date. I don't think you're going to get a second date.
You are right.
Wow. Leave the wedding ring at home.
Leave the wedding ring at home. No, I could
so
just,
naughty.
I could just tell a story about how, you know, I come first. I'm married to myself, you know, because you know what people say, you got to love yourself before anybody else loves you.
Yeah, truth you know? Or yeah, truth. Yeah. Or truth. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's what they say. Do you watch Drag Race?
No, but
does she quote Drag Race?
You just accidentally quoted RuPaul.
Maybe because you watch it, you have said that, and then I just manifested that.
She always says at the end of the episode, and remember, if you can't love yourself, how the hell is anyone else gonna love you? Can I get an amen?
Can I?
Sephora stores are everywhere you are. So just pop in when you need a brown lip to match your 90s playlist, a confidence boost before your interview, or a last-minute gift for mom's birthday. There's always a Sephora near you. Just pop in. Use our store locator to find your local Sephora or Sephora at Kohl's.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
What would you guys wear?
I'm not a big clothes person. I don't really think about clothes that much.
You're not going to your first date naked.
Not going naked, but I really don't think about what I wear. I think about like my makeup and my hair. So my
hair describe it to us. Yeah. What kind of makeup? First date with a man.
It'll probably be what I have on. I gotta do the same thing.
I'm perfect every day. She does.
I do the same
Becky
thing.
Becky walks in with funny boots.
She
Becky
did. She did.
Boots today.
I wondered if we were going to point it out.
My boots?
Yes.
I love them. I love
Cute.
Them.
Thanks. Bought them 2 years ago at the Madewell Black Friday sale mm-hmm. when I thought we would have seasons and time to go out. And then 2 years passed.
You wear them around the house now when
yeah,
you're cleaning?
Basically, I wear them to everything now. I'm like, well, here are my boots. Might and I well. Learned a pair of loafers that I bought. Just rip up my ankles.
Oh, no.
That's okay. My mom's feet are smaller than mine. So.
Oh, so you traded.
Easy.
I need to get Easy. You some moleskin. Moleskin is what they put on. I have like a roll of it at home. I got it from the hospital because you can put it underneath cast. And when I'm breaking in new shoes, I put it on the little pressure points. And you just cut little pieces
Mags.
Of it.
That's
moleskin.
Can you get that not at hospitals? Yeah. Or do we all have to like go Joker and
no,
like
no, no,
rob
no.
a hospital?
I got some more on Amazon.
I have blisters. Help me.
The stashes of them are huge, but I use pieces like tiny.
Oh, I
used to use that when I would be hiking a lot. Because you can do it with hiking boots too.
Moleskin and Gore-Tex.
Gore-Tex. Yeah, you know I love Moleskin, Gore-Tex. I just love all the different things.
Every time I see something advertised with Gore-Tex, now I know what it is because of you.
You're welcome.
We're all learning.
Maggie, what's your first date fit?
Ooh. As of lately, I've really been liking shoulder pads on t-shirts. What? On t-shirts, on dresses. Mm-hmm. Not like insane 80s ones, but
yeah.
I think it like
a little boop.
It suits my figure really well because mm-hmm. I have like curvier hips, so it like mm-hmm. kind of I think it balances out my I really like shoulder pads.
Yeah, I love that.
So cute.
Wait, where are you buying shoulder pads these days? Like, where?
I just got like a tank top with shoulder pads. I've gotten like a mini dress and it had shoulder pads in it.
It's like a Zara or like a
one of them is like a basic top that's like sewn in and then the it's like scooped. I've worn it on the podcast. I'm
yeah.
sure.
It's the black one.
The black
yeah.
one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I actually just ordered a black one. I was like, I'm going to see if I can do shoulder pads.
Yeah.
I have natural shoulder pads, but I'm going to see if I can add to them.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Shoulder pad. And it looks nice with jewelry. You just like look a little bit more put together, I think.
But it's like a dressed up t-shirt.
Yeah, for sure.
So you're wearing a dressed up shoulder pad t-shirt with pants and what shoes, shoe girl?
Ooh. Ooh, I love shoes. I don't know. I also love printed pants right now, too.
You and Zach both.
I know. I feel like we have a lot of overlap.
I feel like the two of them together is just like clashing prints.
So many prints. Yeah. But we mix and match. I told him one print at a time.
Okay.
He gets one print.
One print rule.
Yeah.
It's called power clashing, Max. Two prints.
Yeah. I've heard of that. You just wear one large print and one small print. And then usually they work together. Yeah.
There are exceptions, I believe, in that.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes Zachary left up to his own devices. He can a little cuckoo.
In all things, not just fashion, not just sartorial.
So are you wearing flats or heels?
Probably like a kitten block heel. Why not? I don't wear like super high heels anymore just because I like being comfortable.
Me too. I love being comfortable. You guys, I feel like I have probably six or seven pairs of like just tennis shoes. Like these are my going out tennis shoes. These are my day-to-day tennis shoes.
I love tennis shoes. You can dress them up. You can dress them down.
Oh, man.
Then you always keep your going out tennis shoes clean because you're not wearing them when you...
Mm-hmm. That's true.
When you wander the world.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All that wandering the world.
Wandering the world.
Mm-hmm. Rach, what are you wearing?
Oh, probably a romper of some sort that's short and, you know, socks and shoes together.
Those leggings.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
Cute.
Yeah. I feel like that's just quirky and it's like, this is me.
Yeah. It's very quirky.
Yeah.
Ugh. I don't know why. I can't tell you why. I just like it. I like socks with like fancy shoes.
Ooh.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Like your red shoes.
Yeah.
Yeah, my red shoes with sparkly socks. Love those.
Yeah.
I have actually from the photo shoot that we did, we have those see-through socks. Do you guys remember the see-through socks? Mm-hmm. Okay. I took home like two pairs because I was thinking, oh, these could be fun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. Like I'm ever going to wear those.
I wear them when I run out of
right now.
When I run out of laundry, I like put them on. I'm like, these aren't keeping me warm at all for the listeners. Oh, they're just like completely see-through and they have like either a polka dot or a flower just like scattered throughout.
Right. Yeah. I'm sort of like, I need to just give these to Rachel.
I'm gonna bring mine for you guys because the stylist was like, here, we can't return these. And she handed me like six. And I'm like, Midwestern, didn't want to be rude. And I was like, texturally, I cannot put these on my feet. I'm so sorry.
Oh, really?
I'm so sorry. So they're just like taking up space in my drawer. They're like folded all neatly and nicely.
Speaking of Midwestern, Becky, do you have an update for us on Kim's reaction to the thank you notes?
Oh, yeah.
Kim's reaction. I did send it to Rachel and Ariel. Kim said that, you know, thank you notes are... you know, they should be your way of showing gratitude, but only if you want to do that. So she said, you go, girl, to Ariel. Yeah. And then both my parents joked that they were shipping me the Barbie dolls. And they said everyone else was wrong and the Barbie dolls are now mine.
Oh, boy.
I did not read that in her text as a joke. I thought she literally heard the podcast and was like, Rebecca, and put those Barbie dolls in the mail. I was like, Kim mailed them. She's standing up for herself.
No, she's kidding.
She's kidding. My God.
It made me think, though, that like if any of you guys wrote me a thank you note, I would be, I would be a little like,
I wrote you a thank you note.
I know.
For coming to my wedding.
Right. Apart from weddings and really just weddings. It, like if any of you wrote me a thank you note, I would feel a little weird about it. You know, I would kind of feel.
How do you embarrass Ariel?
I would actually, I would probably feel a little bit embarrassed because I'd be like, did they think that we weren't good enough friends that they didn't have to write me a thank you note?
Ariel, I told you, I'm writing you a thank you note for everything.
I actually can't
now that you say it, Ariel.
I know.
No, just kidding.
Imagine if you like pulled out a stack.
You know what is funny? From the wedding, you can only buy thank you notes in like 50s.
Right. Yeah.
And so we had 150 people. So mm-hmm. I wanted to have like some extra.
Just in case.
So now I use those wedding thank you notes for like writing notes to myself, uh-huh. taking down instructions. Sometimes I'll send them to people for things.
Just are like, they like wedding this. Themed?
They're just like fancy, like thank font. You. It says like, mm-hmm. thank you. And then it's blank on the inside.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't have thank you from Becky and Keith.
No. They were like a generic bulk you. Buy. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know, man.
Because we had to get them for the shower, too. So
right.
Stacks.
So many.
Stacks.
So many. Yeah. Thank you're notes. Ready. You're ready to write notes forever.
Forever. I'll forever. Always be able to give out thank you notes.
Thank God.
Looking at you.
Well, Mags, you want to do medical myths?
Oh, yeah. So this week, guys, for medical myths and musing, I wanted to ask you all, well, I guess I'll start with this. The reason this topic came up is because I had an endoscopy earlier this week.
What's that?
And a colonoscopy. I have a long-standing history in my family of colon cancer. Mm. But anyway, do you guys know that you're not supposed to take ibuprofen and any sort of NSAID on an empty stomach? Did you know that? Did you know that? You did. Miles is looking at
I've
me
heard
like,
it.
I've definitely taken ibuprofen first thing in the morning with a hangover.
You don't do it? Oh my gosh.
No, I do it a lot.
You do it without an, oh my gosh.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's terrible for your stomach because it blocks two types of enzyme, a COX-1 and a COX-2. COX-1, I apologize if I'm getting this mixed up. You can fact check me, whatever. One of them produces mucus in your stomach lining. The mm-hmm. other one, it causes prostaglandins, which it causes inflammation to decrease. So that's what helps with the pain. So when it affects your mucus, it like messes with your stomach acid, and basically that mucus helps your stomach from not digesting itself. So when you take an NSAID, it completely disrupts everything and can cause bleeding. If you're taking NSAIDs on
an empty, NSAID?
A non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug.
Okay.
So Motrin, Advil.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Gone. Anything that's ibuprofen.
Mm-hmm. I read
Tylenol does not count.
NSAID.
NSAID. S.
Oh,
you've seen that before.
I've seen that.
Yes.
Hashtag antidepressant crew. Who else can't take certain, certain pain relievers?
I wonder if maybe that because certain things are also messing with your stomach. So, mm-hmm. I mean, with the exception of like certain probiotics and stuff, you should generally take any sort of medication with a little bit of food, a banana, some bread, just so if you're taking it over a long course of time, I just found out my father, he takes an NSAID twice a day, every single day to like control his back pain. And he told me he never takes it with food. We went on vacation together and I like ripped mm-hmm. him a new one. I was like, I don't want you to have stomach ulcers or mm-hmm. anything like that. I've mm-hmm. actually taken care of a child in the past that parents were giving him NSAIDs to control pain, and he ended up getting a stomach ulcer and having bleeding in his gastrointestinal tract mm-mm. and was like vomiting blood. So everyone, I beg of you,
oh my
eat
goodness.
A little something. Eat a little usually something. People will take NSAIDs before bed. I take an NSAID for period cramps. Mm-hmm. There's other options as well, but just so you guys know.
Wow.
I definitely care about your tummy health.
I have it like deeply ingrained in me that you can't take meds on an empty stomach unless mm-hmm. that's part of the direction. So I always eat a cracker.
Yeah. Well, some medicines.
A single cracker.
Maybe two or three.
Some medicines cause like nausea like mm-hmm. pretty immediately. So that's why they say that too. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
Huh. I definitely, I'll pop two ibuprofen like with a hangover or something. Eat nothing.
Get those like rice little crackers. Like
and you're hungry, goldfish, you don't want girl. Anything. Yeah, handful of goldfish. I can eat goldfish anytime.
So ibuprofen, basically it will attack the cytokine release, like the prostaglandins that causes inflammation, and it helps bring it down. Hmm. But I'm not a pharmacologist, so that's like a very basic explanation.
I saw the funniest.
There's more that goes into it.
But. TikTok of a like younger girl asking her mom, she's like, but where, how does the medicine know where to go? How does it know that it hurt my toe?
Yeah. Oh, I did see
how
that
does
TikTok.
It know?
Yeah. So it just goes wherever there's like an increase in prostaglandin. So that's the things that cause fevers are mm-hmm. prostaglandin.
So that's
and period cramps as well mm-hmm. are prostaglandin. So like I have found that when I take medication for my period, if I don't take it like right away, it's harder for that to chase like the prostaglandin spike mm-hmm. release. So the earlier you take it, if you have really bad ones.
That is really interesting. Because inflammation is what causes like fevers and that's what causes the pain mm-hmm. when you are like, you know, when like, so I have like a neck thing, right? Mm-hmm. And I went to the physical therapist for it the other day and she's like, well, yeah, I mean, first you need to ice it like three times a day. And mm-hmm. I'm like, ice it? Why do I need to ice it? And she's like, well, the reason that there is pain is because there's inflammation. Like mm-hmm. that is what is causing your pain. And that's why you can't like turn your head all the way is because you're like, because there's
swelling.
Yeah. Like swelling and inflammation around the area where it's, you know, hurting. And I'm like, oh, that makes so much
sense.
That's
usually why, like whenever you cut your finger, you'll start feeling like a little heartbeat in your finger.
Mm-hmm. I have definitely felt that.
That's the prostaglandins. They're coming. Uh-huh. They're coming.
How many, Maggie?
So many.
All of them?
All the prostaglandins.
No!
Yeah. So that's my medical meeting. Yeah.
That's a good one. I have a question. You're not a pharmacologist.
Go ahead.
But for the medical it's about pills. So why does some medication say you can't take like grapefruit juice?
Oh.
I noticed that when I was like helping take care of my grandpa, he had a medication that was like for something with
Coumadin.
Coumadin? Can't take grapefruit juice. And they also say like, I've seen people on TikTok saying that you're not supposed to drink grapefruit juice with antidepressants and like,
I don't know
which ones they're taking. So I'm not speaking to all of those, but I would say like in general, from the ones I've dabbled in, none of them have come with that warning.
So usually for things like that, it's the antidote for the drug. So if you take it, it's kind of like going against it. So you won't, Coumadin, for example, like helps with like prevent any sort of like blood clot from happening. Mm-hmm. Usually a lot of elderly people are on it to prevent any sort of complications with that. Mm-hmm. But it would just reduce the effectiveness of the drug.
I have a PSA for all of our young listeners out there. If you've never been on antibiotics or birth control before, if you take oral birth control and you are on an antibiotic, it will make your oral birth control less effective. Mm. So you need to be protecting yourself in other ways.
Mm-hmm. How do you know this?
They tell you when they give you an antibiotic.
Okay.
Yeah, so you should listen to them. So if your parents are, you know, I'm not saying kids should be doing anything, but if your parents are picking up your antibiotics and you're taking other things, just use a condom.
Just
use a condom all the time.
Just use
a condom.
Use it anyway.
Just use a condom.
Also, speaking of antibiotics, pee after sex.
Always pee after sex.
Always pee after sex.
Oh, I believe that was the most underrated podcast first piece of advice ever.
Just pee after
sex. It's like episode five.
It's shocking how many people don't know that.
I think we should probably remind people every podcast.
Yeah.
That's our sign off.
Wash your hands, get vaccinated.
Pee after sex.
Pee after sex.
Pee after sex.
Yeah, you're not going to want a UTI.
Cutie booties.
It's not fun.
The other one that I've heard is orange juice with a calcium. Don't with drink iron. Orange juice with iron. There you go. Yeah. Because it blocks.
Do it.
Well, with, then maybe it's with calcium. Like calcium maybe. Or drink it with orange
but
juice.
If you're taking an iron supplement 5 minutes before, drink orange juice. It helps your body absorb it better.
Mm-hmm. So what's the one with calcium? Because I have, because orange juice sometimes comes with calcium. And so that's very confusing. Mm. One of them is, do not do this because it makes it anyway. Good thing.
They know what they're talking about.
Yeah. Listen to the pharmacist.
People have gone to med school for pharmacy. They are, experts in this.
I think it's a different degree, right? Pharmacology is,
My mom is a pharmacist.
Yeah.
Pharmacist. Yeah. Also, everyone go watch The Pharmacist on Netflix. Really good. It's a documentary.
Is it?
Yeah, it really exposes how the opioid crisis started in the United States. Pretty sad.
That sounds fucked up.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Did you know it's related to heroin, too? Oh, so sad.
Yeah. God.
It's just deeply depressing documentary, but it's really good.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays, everyone.
Happy holidays. Oh, I have another PSA. Don't pick off your gels.
Oh.
I'm doing it right now.
I was going to say, didn't you say you did that all the time?
I do it all the time. And I swear, I go like, and if I ever go to a new nail person, she's like, oh my God.
Shame on you.
Your nails are so thin. And I'm like, yeah, you think I don't know?
That's why I'm here.
Wait, are you giving us this PSA while you're doing it?
Yes. Yes, because it's like, you know, it's something that, it's like nail biting. Biting your fingernails where you can't not do it, but you know you're not supposed to.
You cannot do it because it's incredibly hard.
Oh, it gets much easier if you've had gels on for, 3 weeks or something like that.
I have, but it's really hard.
Oh. If you want them off, you just soak them in hot water for a while and then put like cuticle oil on. It'll eventually loosen the
adhesive.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, that's good to know because... Yeah, that acetone.
I'm just gonna wait until my next manicure, which will be the day of our holiday party.
Get your nails done for events.
I do love that.
You're so cute.
I used to always get them done all the time. It was like one of the things I did.
Yeah.
But somewhere between children and COVID, that ship has sailed. So now I only do it for events.
Yeah. Mm. Mine are so gross right now. And we have to do a cooking thing on the news tomorrow.
Get some press-ons.
Can I press them on to these nasty stubs?
I've done it before when one of my nails breaks.
I feel like
breaks.
A lot of press-on companies have really come through with like,
really?
Oh, heck yeah.
I think they're like
Kiss.
Good now.
Get Kiss.
I was thinking I would just put the kids to bed and then go around the corner to like the place that is open till 9 and just be like, please take off these gels and put on new ones.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no. You can do that too.
Yeah. Easy.
Yeah, maybe that's what I'll do.
Easy peasy.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Because it's pretty bad, you guys. This is the worst it's been in a while.
Okay, so we have a listener question. The title, how do I get a guy to stop responding so fast? Hey, ladies, and Miles, LOL. So I'm a pretty bad texter.
Lols. Well,
so I'm a pretty bad texter. Like, I don't like texting. I find it exhausting, and I would rather much save conversations for when we meet in person. And I'm also very introverted and can only take so much social interaction at a time. I've been talking to this guy, and I kind of like him, but every single time I text him, he immediately responds. Like, I'll probably take an hour or two to respond to his text, and boom, within seconds, he sends a reply. And if I don't respond right away, boom, a couple more texts. Even though I've liked hanging out with him in person, I found that I can't help but feel less and less interested each time I get a notification from him. How do I talk to him about this tactfully without hurting his feelings? Love, too much texting in Tustin. Hey, that's close to where I grew up.
That's a great question.
I know.
I can feel that that like social anxiety of somebody like,
and you're watching
texting me back like, immediately, and I'm like,
you're watching
oh my god,
the buffering sign of like they're continuing to text you as you're watching it come through.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Are you guys the type of people that text one line at a time, or do you text an entire paragraph?
I text a paragraph.
You do?
Mm-hmm. One line at a time.
I'm one line at a time. Beep,
beep, beep. I'm a paragraph.
Yeah. I like to keep people on their toes.
I'm telling you though, I have some friends who do one line at a time, but they do eight lines. So it's like bing, 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 yeah, every time they text.
Yeah, it's me. It's me. She's saying it's me. I don't use punctuation. I just send, and then I do the next line. Uh-huh, uh-huh. So I think, you know, she wrote us that email. That was easily a paragraph. I think she could just take that paragraph, read it to the gentleman caller.
Mm. Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
And call it, just be like, you're kind of texting me a lot. And I get uncomfortable when people text me a lot. Could you like back it up?
Yeah. And I would say that's like pretty specific to her opinion. I know a lot of people thrive in texting a lot in early relationships, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, because right, it's easy and convenient and you can do it all the time. Mm-hmm. And so he probably thinks he's being very attentive and showing how much he likes her. And she just doesn't happen to like it. Mm-hmm. So she needs to tell him.
I would just tell him I'm a bad texter, just so you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but I think you also need to tell him, like, I would appreciate it if you would not text me so much. I don't want to have continual conversations. I'd rather have them in person on our dates, because mm-hmm, otherwise he might be like, oh, she's bad texting back, but it's fine for me to text her five times. Mm. And she's annoyed.
Mm. Yeah, it's hard. I know some of my friends will text their significant other all throughout the entire day. I could never do that.
Yeah, I think it depends on your job. Mm-hmm. If you're sitting at your computer all day, it's pretty easy. But if you're running around the hospital or you're on set, it's very difficult.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or if you prefer phone calls, which I love phone calls. I love FaceTime. Mm-hmm. I love voice messages. Maybe like have that conversation where you, like, I prefer to do this instead or in person.
What a beautiful opportunity for you to practice your communication skills on your communication style with your new love interest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is kind of sad that, you know, that this like incessant texting, which normally I feel like that's the, like, usually that's what you want when you're dating somebody. Mm-hmm. You know, I've heard that people hate the opposite where, oh, he hasn't texted me back. He's not a good texter. He takes like 3 days to text me and I don't know what's going on. You know, like that sort of thing. Yeah. And so it sounds like he's doing great. And, yeah. But whatever it is that he's doing is making her not like him as much.
Yeah.
Which I find very interesting. And so, yeah, she probably just needs to address it with him. Yeah. But
people don't know what they don't know, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I'm trying to put myself in his shoes and hearing like, please don't text me as much.
Hard. Yeah.
That really
hurts.
Maybe
he had a person in the past that told him like, you don't text me enough. And
yeah,
maybe
exactly.
Or maybe he's just like Becky and is just a really good texter.
I also think, like, even if she told him that and it, like, did hurt his feelings a little bit, like, if that was the reason he didn't want to date her anymore, he kind of sounds like a POS. You know what I mean?
Sure, yeah.
Like, he sounds like maybe his texting is a controlling thing.
Hmm.
You know? Oh, where interesting. It's like, if someone tells you, hey, I don't really like that you do that, it's not a personal attack on you as a human.
Right.
It's just saying, hey, I don't really like that. Can you not?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because what's the alternative? You just keep letting him bug you?
Do you think it's like a bugging thing, or do you think, because I saw it more as a, like, she has like social anxiety and this is kind of causing her distress, you know, and it's making her feel like stress that maybe she's not texting as much and doesn't really want to text him as much or something like that, you know?
I think those are kind of the same though.
Really?
Yeah. Because she said, like, every time he texts me, it makes me like him a little less.
No, that's true.
That's not a good trajectory. No,
it does not sound like it's going in a good direction.
Maybe it's just not a fit.
That might be true. I wonder if she texts her friends a lot. Because if she texts her friends often, but she doesn't like the text from this guy, maybe you just don't actually like him that much.
Mm-hmm. Mm. That's a good point.
Yeah.
Or it's just too, it's too intense too quickly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's just not for you.
I would say go out on a date with this person, you know, like another date, and tell him in person. These sorts of things can always be misconstrued if you're like writing it in text. Like, please don't text me as much.
Oh my God. Via text. If one of you texted that back to me, I'd like would be so embarrassed I wouldn't be able to show up for work. I'd be like, no, I'm full of shame.
Rachel, please don't text me.
No, Rachel, stop texting me.
Yeah, definitely an in-person conversation to have.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Agreed. See where it goes from there.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Okay,
done and dusted.
Done. Well, guys, that does bring us to the end of our podcast today. The time has flown.
It has. It's almost the end of the year.
Almost.
It is.
I can't believe 2021 has come and gone.
It has come and gone. Well, let us know in the comments. If you've been taking your ibuprofen on an empty stomach, number one, let us know if you've been making that mistake and how you'll remedy it. Let us know what you think about our texting girl. Yeah. Sound off in the comments what she should do. Because I feel like we tied it up in a nice bow, but maybe you guys have some advice for too much texting in Tucson as well.
Tucson.
All right. Well, wash your hands. Get vaccinated and boosted.
Stay beautiful.
Pee after sex.
Pee after sex.
Bye.
Bye.